even if you are coming from a place of wanting to help, right? Haven't we been taught that? Get the sale. Bottom line, sign them up, no matter what. That's wrong, guys. It doesn't work that way. But that's what we've been taught for 50 or 60 years. I've been in sales 42 years, and I've been doing it the wrong way, but I was stressed out. Natural selling comes from an inner desire to serve and allow others to persuade themselves before presenting your business opportunity. They want it, right? So is it their truth? Okay, now, once understood and acted upon, natural selling allows you to eliminate personal discomfort and lack of desire to talk with people. Lack of desire appears when one is afraid of being rejected. Anybody in here other than me been afraid of being rejected? Right? Oh, it holds us back. And guys, that's what holds your group back, is they don't have anything else. So the approach determines almost everything in this business, guys. When I heard this, it floored me. Because what is the very first thing we do in business? We make the approach, right? You don't get that right, nothing else works. All right? So the approach determines almost everything in your profession, success and failures. 80 to 90% of the people we sponsor will quit within their first year due to improper approaches. Y'all ever see why people quit? Right? We got the best product, right? We got a great compensation plan. We got Dr. Wallach. We got all these celebrities. Why would a person quit? They won't tell you, but it's fear. Fear of rejection. What is the main reason people don't join or want to join our profession, guys? Anybody? Fear? Fear of what? Fear of rejection. Now, here's a good one. 70% of your potential, 70% of everything your potential partner learns about the approach is learned before he or she even signs up. Isn't that amazing? It blew my mind. The attitude that he and she develops will be directly related to the way you approach them. Because isn't this what we do? We try and go out and do what was done to us, right? Now, they will attempt to duplicate you. And once the bell is rung, you can't unring it. If you make the wrong approach and they say, don't, and you tell them don't do what you do, the horse is out of the barn. They're going to attempt to do what you do. Now, you may be gifted enough to and tough enough to make the wrong approaches, or you have good self-esteem and people will join you. But most of your people won't. And who do we get paid from? Our people. If your people don't know what to do, you cannot build a big organization. All right? So the approach can determine how long your business partner will remain remain or stay in the business. Guys, when I heard that, the approach determines everything about your business partners, how long they'll stay in the business, their attitude toward the business. It means everything starts with the approach. Now, we could probably do about 3 or 4 hours on training on approaches alone, because that is the key. That is the key. You can build your, we always say you can build your house on sand or you can build it on rock. And if you make the right approaches, you learn to do the right approaches, your house will be built on rock, on solid ground. All of us, although we're well-meaning, have been taught for the last 50 or 60 years, guys, to basically approach people by getting overly excited. I'll give you a good example. Dave, someone mentions, you're up there talking to him and whatnot, and someone mentions, I got acid reflux. Now, what does the average distributor do? Eyes get all big. Maybe a little slobber in the mouth. Oh, I got me one now. 50. So we've been taught what we do is that before they can even finish, what do we do? Let me tell you, girl, let me tell you this. I know this guy by the name of Dr. Wallach. My brother had acid reflux, and in 2 months, it was completely gone. And then when they reject us, we wonder what happened. Has anybody other than me run into somebody and they had a problem, and you just sit there and you pour your heart out to them. And then they say, well, I'll think about it. Anybody, that ever happened to anybody? Raise your hand, please. Yeah, do that all the time. And then you'll walk away and say, what did I do wrong? Could I have said anything differently? Right? We do that, right? Well, it's all because we didn't get them involved in the conversation at all. So what we're going to do now is almost exactly the opposite of what you've been taught all your lives in sales, okay? And this goes back to natural selling. So what we do, again, we go back. Let me go read that. We tell them, and then we give them a CD, right? Say, listen to this CD. And then you tell them, well, call me back when you finish, right? And do they call you back? No. Most of us don't even call them back. Why do we not call them back? Fear of rejection. And the fear comes from we made the wrong approach. Because the approach is always set up on look or excitement. Now, I think you should have excitement when you're approaching people, but not too much. Sometimes you can run people off. I know I've run a couple people off. You know, I was taught you be excited. I scared them, you know. I wouldn't have joined me, eyes all big and whatnot, you know. So